Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we're semi-qualified to speak on it.
That's a cupid. I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss. I wanted to give it something different. I was like, let's spice up the intro today.
But you forgot the...
That's what I mean by switching it up. We never know. Oh. Maybe on finale day...
You don't want people to think it's pre-recorded.
Yeah, no. We switch it up. You know, we evolve. Maybe one day I will kiss you again, listeners. But Juice, for now, how are we? How are we doing?
I'm good. It is Saturday. It is the day after the finale. I just got a absolute mean chest pump in. Very excited.
You get that workout in, bro?
I did. I'm going to show here. Patreon listeners, I was just showing Cynthia, but I want to do the whole episode like this.
Look at those pecs.
Look at my tits. This is... Right?
Wow. Fitness era. SQ cuties. We're in our fitness era. We have an exciting announcement to make soon on the podcast as far as sponsors. And it's very health focused because we're
healthy girlies. Health girlies. I know. I love that we're both in our fitness influencer era.
Yeah, we have to be. Like, I realized my metabolism after 30 was just like, bye. and then I went on vacation and I indulged. And then I got back from vacation and I was like, all those costumes I have, I would love to really keep having.
Yeah.
And you know what? It feels good. Like, I've got a partnership with Legree West in Vancouver, which is super generous and amazing because it helps me stay like on a bit of a routine and I love it. So yeah.
I spend a lot of money for CrossFit, so that must be really nice for you.
The CrossFit box.
I will die on this hill. I want you and Kendall to come to, if I go to a Legree class, I want you and Kendall to come to a CrossFit class with me.
That feels like, hey, come to a bougie Pilates environment or like a wrestling match. Like, I'm really scared. I feel like what you're offering me is very different than what I'm offering you.
I want to go so bad.
Your gym stories terrify me, Juice. Every time you mention CrossFit, I think more and more how it's not for me.
I want to see you and Kendall there. So badly. Just so badly. Well, you know, just to watch you both be like, oh, I don't like this.
I'd end up flirting with the straight guys inadvertently. It would just happen.
You would go with your human hair wig on and a wispy. Oh, they'd love it.
They would die for it.
They'd be like, I don't know if that's a guy or a girl, but they're very pretty.
And then I talk and they're like, oh, it's a guy.
It's a guy, but she has such a small head.
So tiny. That head is so small.
It's so small.
So you got your workout in. That's amazing. I want to do something. The forecast here in Vancouver right now, it was sunny yesterday. And then I looked on the app. It is literally rain for the next 6 days straight. Like 90 to 100% precipitation. And I thought to myself, well, I should have ran the seawall today. So I'm going to do more indoor activities.
That sucks. For the past 2 days here, it was like hot, hot, hot. Like tiny short shorts, tank top.
Show them titties.
I showed my titties. I cut everything out of my schedule. I was supposed to do so much. I cut it all out and I lounged in the sun for 2 straight days because I knew that for the next week, it's going to be rainy. Yeah, it's going to be gross. It's going to be cold. I am going to lounge in the sun. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just let my allergies thrive. I'm going to be snotty, but I'm going to be warm.
Snotty, thoughty, and feeling right. SQ cuties, what Juice partook in today was called a sun bath for mental health. If the sun's out, fun's out.
I sunned my taint. Yeah.
It was hard for you to keep your taint up in the sky for that long, but you did it.
I'm not flexible, yeah. But I did it. I did it. But that's good. So should we dive right into the finale?
I mean, yes, absolutely. We're here. SQ Cuties. What a ride. Season 15. I feel like all these reunion episodes, there's a lot of queens. Like, I feel like I'm mad typing. The whole time. Like, I'm just like, and there's a queen, and there's a queen, and there's a queen. They all look so good. So yeah, let's dive in to the finale. Woo!
So when we first start the finale, we get the queen's walk of all 400 queens from this season. See? Like usual. Yes. Irene posted on Twitter that she was a little miffed with getting Why? 11 seconds. For the amount of money she spent on her look, I think she was a little miffed that it was just a quick view of it. But it's like...
Well, at the crowning, she stood right walk. Next to RuPaul. I'm looking at her as... RuPaul's looking at Sasha, so she got more. She got more camera time than that.
Yeah, I think it was just because the clip was just
Irene.
Fast.
Come on now,
Irene,
come on. Let's all be a little more grateful.
Now, do you think it was worth the $3,000? This look.
Well, I would love to see her in it one day, so she will perhaps pop into it here or there. If she wants, if she's really strict about not repeating looks.
But what do you think about the look?
Oh, I love it. She looks phenomenal.
I like it too. I don't very love sparkly moths.
Yeah, the wing, it was an interesting feather color combination. I was like, oh, come on. Pop off, moth.
Yeah, and I think she threw moths into the air. I don't know. I liked it, but it wasn't my favorite. But it was pretty. Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Poppy popping out with another amazing reference. She's not afraid to reference or not reference. It was Regina George at the prom from Mean mm-hmm. Girls with the neck brace. And I screamed. I was like, your brain. I love her.
And she also had the crown in her hand, too. The broken crown.
Shut up.
Yeah, she's holding a piece Stop of it. Broken crown. Also, my new favorite reaction image is Poppy screaming for Sasha Colby because her mouth is like a perfect oval.
I saw that.
Her big hand. It's my new favorite one. I want to post it on everything I see.
Justice for Poppy.
I know, right? She's great.
Next, we've got Sugar. Looking great. That's what I
wrote. Yes. Looking great. Big fan of Sugar. Not a big fan of this like throw around thing she's doing with her arm. Just like let it be beautiful, babe. But she looks beautiful. I love the like kind of angelic like blue baby blue like angel wing she's got, and like the and her and Spice obviously matched again, where one was sort of an angel, one was sort of a devil.
Totally. The twins coordinating looks? Never.
Never. I would never see that coming.
Okay, but something I didn't see coming, Amethyst. Did we like this?
The reveal?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it because she looked like a 1995 Disney pop star, which I thought was really fun.
95.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? The color combo was interesting for me. I think what
Black
she was
and
left.
Pink.
Well, what she was left with was kind of like a dance costume. Whereas I almost would have loved like a singular, like phenomenal piece, but that's just my take on it. We do love a reveal, a fun moment.
I mean, I think it was like the perfect sort of like early 2000s, late 90s Disney pop thing where they like Black and Pink is like the classic that you're going to get with that. Cause they're like, I'm like a bad girl sort
I'm
of
good
look.
And I'm bad. Right
I'm a naughty, yeah. So that was the kind of vibe I got. And Amethyst has actually been very, very vocal on Twitter about her music. So I think this was kind of her sort of trying to shout out that she has music as well. And she's a pop star. And she wanted to platform that a lot this season. And it just never came up.
I literally had no idea.
Yeah, she's posted quite a bit about how disappointed she is with her run and the reunion, how no mention of her music ever happens. So if you're out there, listen to some of Amethyst's songs, I guess.
She wanna blame it on the edit.
On the edit. A bunch of those girls did a remix for that, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everyone stream Amethysts. That's hard to say. Amethysts. Content.
Yeah.
Next, we have Robin. Oh, my God. Looking so fierce, like her last name. Just phenomenal. I love a black and white moment.
I feel like she's like a missed opportunity for a top three.
She'll. I think it'll come for her one day. I think she's going to be one of those that you bring back. She'll age like a fine wine.
Yeah, she gives me that like energy of like winner or like almost winner energy, or like even top five. Like that's what I kind of get from her, especially her fashion and like her demeanor. Yeah, I feel like in later she'll probably get her flowers.
For now, she can listen to Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
I got by myself flowers.
Next we have Aura. Very beautiful as Aura. Always. With a message and... on her fan saying, drag is not a crime. And we're here for it.
Yeah, because post-show, she's been very vocal about all the laws. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the legislation. She's been very, very vocal about that. So it was kind of nice that she brought it to the finale, too. And, like, on top of it, she looks incredible. She looks so beautiful.
Absolutely. I'm glad they did a couple camera angles of the fan, because at first I was like, I can't read it. Love, I can't see what's on your fan. I see it. I know it's probably a message. You got a real serious face on.
It was a bit rough to read. I would have made it a little bolder. Maybe not like a dainty cursive.
Yes. But you know what? We're here for it, taking your platform and using it for justice. And I love that mm-hmm. they had the QR code all episode to donate to the ACLU. Yeah. That's still out there, folks. So keep donating and fight the good fight.
Mm-hmm. Next, what did you think of Jax?
I wish it was stoned. It felt very flat. It felt very lifestyle, like not on. It didn't feel like a stage piece. I just wanted a little more like pop.
Yeah, it ran a bit flat for me because there was no like sparkle. Like denim, I find is a little hard, especially if you're not gonna like encrust it with a crystal. Because
if it was sparkle, it just would have been like work.
Oh my god! Imagine like the
it
little
fits so well all the proportions.
Yeah, just and like
a little,
how, like,
just a little ding.
You know, the orange, like even if the orange was crystals, yes. Or if they had it like anytime there's like a point, if it was like a cluster that like trickled down with some like stoning and made it a bit more sparkly, yeah, even some in the piping. Hair.
Just a little pipe. Give me 2 hours. I go and it would just pop.
Yeah, I agree. Because it fits her incredibly and it makes her look a lot longer. And I felt like everything made her look.
This
really
is what I'm saying. She saw herself on TV and she went, okay, designers. Make me look.
Designers.
Make me look 6 feet tall and make it work.
That
for the finale.
Your next Snatch Game. That's actually pretty good.
That was part of my audition tape. That was one of my options. Oh, and then Marsha took it from me. Fucking oh, coming right, for my gig. Marsha.
I forgot Marsha did that. What did you think of Spice? Obviously the antithesis to sugar and a little devil.
As someone who's so pale, I just appreciate a pale goddess. I love her like gothy energy. And I know it's not fair to compare twins, but I'm Team Spice.
I just think she's a little bit more cleaner.
I think she has like more of a point of view.
No, I think they both have the same point of view. I just
That's
feel
true.
Like
I don't know why I said that.
Because they both have a very distinct brand. Like Spice is like kind of gothier, kind of a bit more bad girl, kind of a bit darker, when Sugar is a little bit more bubbly pink and yes. like bright and colorful.
Classic femme.
Yes, which I really like, but I feel like Spice has a little bit more, she's just a bit more defined in her choices. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like the lines are cleaner for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe yeah, it's because they're black, so they look more precise.
There's like sharpness to it and the contrast or something. It's interesting.
Something. I don't know. She's
but can we talk about her seat at the finale? Did she sit next to a rotating family seat? I felt like every time they cut to a family member, Spice was beside them. And I started to cackle because I was like, does Spice live with all the contestants' families? At first, just I was confused. There. I was like, wait. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, they're rotating. Because she was barely like reacting to the interviews. She like wasn't here for it, which made me laugh even more.
She was just staring off into space. Well, because it's a long day, right?
Yeah, she just kind of was like,
okay.
I'm hungry.
Okay. I'm bored. Yeah. What did you think of Malaysia Baby Doll Fox?
Our red Ursula here for the finale. I thought it looked expensive.
Oh, is that what that was?
Well, I thought there were like little tentacle moments on the dress.
I agree with you.
I was getting Ursula. That felt very referential.
No, I agree. I didn't realize that until now.
Yeah, no, it was fab. I thought she looked great. Beautiful. Because it's really that kind of hair shape she likes, but with the reference, I was like,
have you noticed
see Disney?
The amount of red that's happening?
Yes, red is in the air. Trend alert.
Trend alert, red. What did you think of Marsha?
Another red.
More red.
I liked it. It was very like daytime, like tea party soiree, but I like the hat. Yes. I thought it was cute. And I think she made this. I'm not sure if she made this one. She does make some of her stuff. She looked cute. She's got that, like, I feel like she's just like in an era and she like lives in like a little film.
Me too. I liked it because this is my favorite length for a dress like this. Like, I love a tee length where you can see just like calves down for some reason.
I've never worn that length of dress.
Oh, I haven't either. And I want to so bad just because I think it is just the cutest length in the world. You know, yeah. And you can spin and see everything, but you can still move. And it's not like
it's got to be a good shoe because the shoe is always shown.
Oh, constantly shown. And Marsha's is beautiful, you know, mm-hmm, but ribbon tie. The only thing I don't like about it is the weird ribboning happening under the bust. I just find it to be a little low and strange looking, but face is great. Hat's great. Body's great. Presentation's great. She looks a little crazy when she first looks up and does the whole like, wow.
Leah bitch. Michelle.
Yeah. She looked a little.
Mr. Onstein.
Yeah. It looked a little like she was going to do that and blood was going to fall from the ceiling. I got a little like, ooh. But overall, I liked it.
I think the top ribbon that goes over her shoulder needed more construction. Because it looks like a little, it's like almost like two pieces of fabric where it needed to have more internal structure because it's kind of collapsing.
Yeah.
Giving her a bit of a droopy bust. She's a perky bust. Ingenue.
They've got to be almost at her chin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, speaking of tea parties, we have Selena Estides showing up as the cake that Ross Matthews has to eat.
Oh, I just loved it. You know, when you came out as a cake.
It's the best she's ever looked.
Honestly, at first I was like, trash mama. And then she turned around and I was like, oh, she gone gooped me. I literally of a sudden saw the vision. I got the mood board. I ate the slice of cake that's missing from the dress. Mm-hmm. And she ate the rest. She ate.
It's great. It's maximalist in a way that I feel like it's finally hitting what Selena Estides probably wanted to do on the runway because she's very maximalist. She loves to throw something else on.
A big applique.
She loves an applique. She loves to just find something beautiful and stick something huge on it. And this feels like a way you do that correctly. You know?
So funny. It had a sophistication to it. It reminded me of almost like a Victor and Rolf piece, the way they use tulle and volume. And messaging through their fashion, she really outdid herself. I need to find out who did this dress because it's really on another level. So fun. Yeah. Great concept, too. If she thought of that, I'm like, hello.
Let me see if she posted it. I'll look. I'll just look really quick to see if the designer's there so we can give them a little hello. Thelina Eftidi. I follow her, right?
2 hours later.
Oh my god, do I not follow Selena? Or did she get her Instagram hacked again? Oh, there she is. It's just as titties.
Good.
Here we go. Bromo Beauty?
Well, Bromo, is a beauty.
No, Bromo did her makeup.
She's a beauty.
Oh yeah, she doesn't post who did the outfit. Yeah, I can't see who did it. Maybe she made it herself? Because she tagged herself.
She made that? If she made that, I'm going to be blown away.
I mean, she might have. It's literally not. The only two people are Bromo Beauty and Estidies, and Bromo Beauty is makeup.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. SQ Cuties, help us out here. We need to fact check this. If she made this, I am, like, blown out of the
way. Oh, Bromo Beauty is Bob and Monet's beauty line.
Oh, work! Yes. They came out with a palette.
I didn't realize that. That's so
you
fun.
You should be coming with a palette. I feel like it's time for a semi-qualified queen's little mini palette, like a travel palette.
Oh, do you think so? Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's
I'm
do
just
that.
Looking at our. Yeah. I'm looking at our podcast artwork. We could just make the palette I dropped from like your neon green dress, the hot pink jacket, my orange knitwear. Yeah. I think it'd I'd live. I'd live.
Let's do that. Yeah, I'd live. Let's do that, and we'll find just someone else to fund it because we all know that I do not have the money to do that.
Oh, I got it.
You got it? You got it? Yeah, okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Who
Tangent aside.
Who is next? Oh, Lucy. Got
Lucy.
What did you think of this?
We broke Lucy this season.
Yeah.
Drag Race fans, you broke her. Like, the cost of Let Loose going viral was her. Like, Lucy is gone. She started as a Barbie this season with an optimism and an excitement to bring to the table. And we just said, we hate that side of you.
Yeah, be rotted
and expose your brain.
I just don't understand. Like, I like it. It's almost like a better version of what she tried to do on that one horror runway.
100%.
Remember that one? And it was just like a little like,
do you know what it is? She saw all the memes getting made with that look and she was like, I am tired of you memeing that look. I'm going to give you spooky, ooky, kooky, let loose, but it's going to be the way I want with more time and attention to the makeup because I had 45 minutes backstage. We're going to let loose. It's going to be elevated. And that's what we love about Lucy. She's still A-type control freak, even when she's letting loose.
Oh, let loose. I mean, it's not the Lucy that I sort of figured would go, but it's a cool look. I mean, I can't wait to see her on Dragula.
Her on Dragula would be...
Oh, the Jade Jolie of it all. I'd be obsessed.
Oh my God. We love her though. Mm-hmm. Next we have our top four. They come out saying,
still in the competition, Gorge. Don't be hating. Sorry, Gorge. Still in the running to becoming America's Next Top Drag Star.
Is that your Anitra voice?
Hers is more like,
yeah.
Like she goes like into this like nasal, like, I don't know. She really projects when she does it. I felt like
yeah,
the season,
really loud.
I feel like the season didn't highlight that voice as much as I thought. Like, I know it was technically in her talent show, but I felt like one of her acting challenges should have incorporated that voice.
She probably did. Maybe they just cut it out.
For Daytona wins, she could have been like, yeah, just so annoying.
My voice. Yeah, hers is a lot. I want to hear the voice live and in person one day. What did you think of the look?
I said very martial arts, couture. It had like cool paneling and structure. I loved it.
Me too. It was beautiful. I like the way it flowed. Makeup is the best I think her makeup's ever looked.
And in the confessional.
Yes.
I did actually. Yeah, and when I clocked it is when she was getting interviewed as a boy and they did more tight three-quarter shots. I was like, I see a little something, something. And
I was like, yeah, I was like, that isn't the Anitra I saw in the confessionals.
There's some additional. Pumped. She got an addition. But she looked good. She looks fresh, recharged, yeah. Dewy.
It's like she slept for a few hours, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, overall, really love the entrance look. She's here to make her mark. Next, we've got Lux. And what she walked out in, oh, I loved it. She looked like a fashion illustration with all the volume, the feathers that were just teardropping and floating and fluttering in the wind.
Mm-hmm. I usually like a thicker feather, but for some reason, this like very like thin,
waspy,
droopy. Yeah, it was kind of fun and different.
Those are the feathers.
Yeah. I'm wondering what kind of bird would use that feather, but I liked it. It was pretty.
A very fair, fine bird, but the color looked fabulous. And again, here to make her mark. I felt like, I don't know, all these girls, I just like wanted it so bad. This top four was like, it's May. It's gonna be May.
Gunning for second place.
I know, but it's Sasha's season.
It's Sasha's season. There's no way. What did you think of Mistress Isabel Brooks' gold and red look? Again, Lux is the only one who didn't do red in the top four, so...
The red.
I don't know how they all did red, but it's just not a few of them. It was so strange.
Trend alert. I need to make more red pieces. I love this fabric that Mistress finished her gown in. It has this like high shine iridescence to it that makes anything look super glossy. It's this particular fabric that I want to buy some when we go to LA because it just has this really cool effect to it. And it has an organza quality to it. So it's very springy. So she did it structured with her breastplate and she looked great. Side note, she wore a rainbow sequin gown with a rainbow boa in one of her B-Reel interview things that they spliced throughout the whole episode. It was phenomenal. I kept staring at that as well. I felt like all
even
the girls
Lux
looks...
did one with a big, big fake head.
Yes. I'm like, I don't know how to talk to all of them because they really spliced in a lot of extra fashion. It's giving fashion.
Yes. Fashion. But yeah, Mistress looks incredible. Everything about it is perfect.
100%.
Now, speaking of perfection, what did you think of My Fair Lady, the best drag queen in the world? I just want to feel how the wall shook when she walked out.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could just tell that they were like, oh, my God, everyone is screaming.
Oh, 100%. It's just... Mm-hmm. Sasha Colby.
Sasha Colby. What did you think of the look?
I wrote my very, very, very fair and fine lady, because that's what it was giving, through mm-hmm. a cocktail of, like, red tulles and sequins and laces, and she looks snatched, and she just looks like a winner.
Yeah.
She's a pageant girl through and through, so this finale, this final moment was, like, her being like, Anitra, you think you can dance? Well, I can do everything. Like, the way she carried herself, it was yeah. just, the whole time, I was like, give it to her.
Me too. It was beautiful. The train, everything about it. And it's, again, I feel like she used that same fabric for her gloves and corset that Mistress did, but in a richer red. Something a bit more scarlet. And,
well, I think Mistress used but richer, nicer, and better.
I mean richer in like it's a fuller color. It's like a fuller red.
I thought you meant Mistress, like quality.
No, Mistress has had like a bit of a... like a peachy kind of undertone to it rather than like that like strong red that Sasha's did. Like Sasha's is red.
Sasha knows how to dress for the stage. Those lights are blinding. You have to work with specific fabrics.
Very specific, but overall
very specific for your face incredible. Tips.
I did that the other day and someone went, that's actually really good. I'm like, you should hear Cynthia's. What did you think of RuPaul's look, where she comes out doing what she does best, where she just walks up and down and does a little bob back and forth to her one of her many songs.
She did a little bob, a little Bob Mackie, and it was cute. I actually thought it was like the perfect length of performance because it was actually quite like short and sweet. It just kind of was like arm raise, we're here, boom. But the dress, I would have added more of that metallic color. Because that was fun. And again, it's for the stage. I felt like there was just like one little piece across the bodice. And I was like,
yeah,
girly.
It looked unfinished.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It didn't look... She's worn much better things. Especially for finale.
Mid-season.
Like,
mid-season.
Yeah, like what is this for the finale band?
But it's
like,
heavy as the head that wears that goddamn crown. Her standards for drag are so high that we're like, we really do split hairs with RuPaul. But I kind of thought there should be a little more oomph. Like Michelle, she
just
was
a little. Oh, Michelle looked great. So should we just go to lip syncs, or do you want to take a quick little break before we do that?
Oh, I gotta have a Kit Kat. I think we should have a little break.
Let's have a little break.
Oh no, hey ho, guess that's the way that life goes. You tell me that you love me, but lately it doesn't show. Right next to me, you're sitting there, but we ain't feeling close. You're staring at the window, barely touch your tea and toast.
And last night in your sleep, you called someone's name. And I've been broken before and I'll break again. You talk about the chapel, but we can't seem to get back in the saddle to feed that flame. Yeah, this cowgirl don't wanna play a game. I see the guilt behind your eyes each time you go. I realize I'm not the reason for your glow. I hear the lies before you even let them flow. No, you don't get to call the curtains on this show. I won't cry, won't let the rivers overflow. Cause in this life, I ain't afraid to ride alone. Don't patronize, don't say you love me if you don't. Oh, oh, honey, don't you know. This ain't my first rodeo. I talk, you stall, guess that just says it all. You're dead behind the eyes, you're like a memory I don't recall. But I remember crossing bridges, I remember climbing walls. I've lived through stormy weather, I can handle this rainfall. So don't tell me I'm the jewel in your crown. When you've been seen on the cheating side of town. Don't give me that fool, I see through it all and it ain't gonna fool me this time around. Don't you know this ain't my first showdown. I see the guilt behind your eyes each time you go. I realize I'm not the reason for your glow.
I hear the lies before you even let them flow. No, you don't get to call the curtains on this show. I won't cry, won't let the rivers overflow. Cause in this life, I ain't afraid to ride alone. Don't patronize, don't say you love me if you don't. Oh, oh, honey, don't you know, this ain't my first rodeo. Saddle up, I'm a stallion. I've learned enough to know this ain't my shape. I look up at the stars in their millions, reminding me I live to ride again. I won't cry, won't let the rivers overflow. Cause in this life, I ain't afraid to ride alone. Don't patronize, don't say you love me if you don't. Oh, oh, honey, don't you know, this ain't my first rodeo. Rodeo.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
That was Bimini's track, Rodeo. It came out just a couple weeks ago, and I saw the thumbnail on YouTube the other day, and I clicked it because she's literally such a hottie biscotti. And the song is so good. It's giving me like a Moby dance track. There's violins in it. Bimini, I am obsessed. I am literally walking to this song, working out to this song. I tip my wig to you. But let's dive back into the finale. Okay, we're here. Juice, there's only four left. The Fantastic Four.
Yes. So we start with the four, and they're each doing an original song and a lip sync performance. I personally don't love this format for a finale. I like a lip sync, you know,
where they can do whatever they want, kind of.
Yeah. And I don't like the original songs, just for me, especially like original songs sung by a random woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're getting original songs, why aren't I getting an original song sung by Anitra, Lux, Mistress, and Sasha? Like, yes. If we're going to do original, why isn't it their voice? Why is it this random woman?
Very talented, like, random woman. Like, these voices are phenomenal. No shade. It's not them. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And especially Lux, who has multiple singles. Like, she's got a lot of music out there. Why wouldn't they just let her record hers? Unless she did and they changed it. Because I felt like some of them sounded sort of like the girls, but I was still like, what are we doing here? But I liked Anitra's for what it was. It was simple. There were some fun tricks in it. She looked like she was having a great time. She looked great. I liked the lotuses all over her. But yeah, it's just so hard to tell who they're going to pick for top two out of something like this.
Question. Because those songs come from the show themselves, did you have a thought where you're like, it'd be interesting to see how they craft said lip sync songs? Like, they really from the ground up make these songs. So it's like, do we save the biggest like pussy stunt for one said performer? And so the fact that they don't get to like freestyle lip sync, it's choreographed. What if like secretly they like make certain numbers pop? Do you ever think there's like writing on the walls here?
I didn't I mean, the only one that popped for me was Sasha's.
That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, it felt like Sasha's, like, if you watch a lot of Sasha's performances and you watch
that's
a
what
lot
she
of
gives.
Her, like,
yeah.
That's what she gives, but it almost gave the her Continental, where she won Continental. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that performance?
Yes,
it
absolutely.
Gave very reminiscent of that. So I have a feeling like maybe they get a word in how they want it to be choreographed and what mm-hmm. they want to do. I don't think they're just given choreography and then they just get to go with it. I have a feeling that they may be like, no, I want to do something like this. Or can we do something like this?
I wonder, because like there were certain dance moves from the girls that just the odd time I felt, you know, when someone's doing choreo and they almost feel bound by the choreo.
That's what Mistress and Lux kind of gave for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anitra kind of, not really. It felt like she could kind of fall into it a bit easier, but Lux and Mistress sort of felt a little stiff in the choreo.
Yep. It's hard when you have moves you absolutely have to do to match on time. It kind of works a different part of your brain. And so I think depending on the style of dancer they are, it can really affect that. I found out when as I was noticing, I was like, these are lip syncs, but they're almost more just like dance competition numbers. Like,
yeah, that's why I don't like it.
I know. It hits a little different.
Just a little. It hits a lot different.
You're right. You're always so right, Jules.
Oh, it's just my favorite. But
so we kind of talked about them high level. That was Anitra. I thought yeah. Lux was kind of, again, a little chill. Loved the reveal. Yeah. She looked cute. I thought hers was a lot of like, walk this way, then walk this way, then walk this way.
Yeah. A friend of mine messaged me saying that Lux had the best one of the night. And I was like, Lux walked up and down and did like a few lifts. Like it wasn't the best.
Interesting.
One.
But I love that someone sees that. Like, that's the power of drag. Like, you can be impressed by different things from different queens. Like, just because we're saying one thing, someone else could see it as the performance of the mm-hmm. night, but I don't.
Well, their whole thing was that Sasha didn't, like, quote-unquote, didn't know her words. But I have a feeling when it came to Sasha's, she would just straight up stop lip-syncing mm-hmm. because she was just like, I don't need to lip-sync the word right now because I'm Sasha Colby, and yeah. I'm going to do this, and you're going to love it. And I did.
Yeah.
And I went... Good.
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Oh, thank yes. you for dusting off your thigh. I loved when you did that.
Mm-hmm. The part when like they all were holding her hair and oh. everyone was just like so controlled and just so body aware. Like she's just, mm-hmm. she's a music video at all times.
Yeah, she's incredible. What did you think of Mistresses?
Did you notice the MIB on the nurse hat juice?
Mistress Isabel Brooks.
MIB.
It's not Men in Black.
MIB, not Men in Black.
Not Men in Black.
Although I would watch a Men in Black with Mistress in it. I think that would actually be phenomenal if she were to replace Will Smith because he punched someone.
It's just Mistress.
And she would do that boob cleavage thing to erase their memories.
It's the erase your memory thing is in between her cleavage and when she does
she
it,
go,
it goes
boom, boom.
Yeah, that's what she does. Yeah, I thought, but like we were saying before, it just felt a little reserved. I liked the lift at the end, like loved the split lift and everything, but it
now
just,
come on now.
Overall just felt a little reserved.
I'm here for the lift though. That was I was
yeah.
snaps. Yeah. So then we get a performance from Orville Peck and Leland, who is a killer writer on the show. He creates a lot of the original music, including the song that they performed from the Rusical this season. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful performance. The girls came out. All the season 15 contestants to say, I will be in the background, but I will give you main character energy.
Except Sugar, who just was there to be beautiful. She said, words? Yeah. I don't need to know those.
She was giving Lana Del Rey SNL.
It was incredible. She just bobbed back and forth while everybody lip sync. Like you were saying earlier, Amethyst was giving...
The most.
And Sugar just smiled. And I was like, honestly, work. I love that. You
yes.
don't need to.
She said,
I make $10,000 a TikTok. I'm just going to smile.
Just sway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And on stage with all the queens and the performers and everything, I was like, this is very visually stimulating. I was like, there are
yeah,
so many
lot.
Colors and people on the stage right now. I was like, wow, drag.
Mm-hmm. And then we also got a weird Bob Mackie Lifetime Achievement Award. Which, not
yes.
to take anything away, but, like, it just kind of felt like, what are we doing?
The Bob Mackie Lifetime Achievement Award. I will say, Bob Mackie is like, it just such a like a capstone of like performance style look. Like he just has made such show stopping looks over the years that it's really cool for him to get his flowers and like credit. Like I think that's very cool of like RuPaul teaching the children. Mm-hmm. That's one of those kind of moments. It did feel a bit like filler.
a bit. It was like a whole montage, and then he came out and told nobody to dim your glimmer or some shit. I was like, what does this have to do with anything?
Be nice to our older kids.
I'm so happy he has a career that is incredible. He will never hear this in his life. Like, and he's
Bob,
an
if you're
man.
Listening,
Bob, if you're listening, I just didn't think it made sense. I was like, what are we doing? What is happening here? Great for Bob, but like, it's like this man has won Oscars. Like, what yeah. are we doing?
But I think that in some way, the people who dress us, Juice, they work so fucking hard that I yeah. like seeing them get their flowers. Like, I've been on the okay. other side of that sewing machine. It is hours upon hours of painful handwork and on your knees and. He's, in some ways, I was like, I respect okay. that. I was like,
I'll vibe.
I liked it. I thought, you know what? Good for Bob. It was you funny, though. It was funny when he was standing beside RuPaul with the award. He kind of was awkwardly holding it, and he kind of kept quivering his mouth like he was reading the teleprompter for Ru. I was like, what is
the
going on?
It felt weird and forced to me.
He could have left the stage quicker.
Well, I don't know. I just didn't. The whole time I didn't love it.
I'm actually making a piece right now that's very Bob Mackie inspired. Very Bob Mackie. You know the piece that Lux wore this season? The red kind of like Beyonce, that like classic. Mm. It's more like strips. I have like yellow that I'm like making it into. It's very cute. Doing that as we speak. And then when they did this
right
honoring
now.
Of, yeah, literally I'm making it, I'm mid-project. And I was like, speak of the devil. Bob,
Mackie. I'm getting my DragCon looks made right now, so they are not very
fashionable.
It's
happening.
We can't
happening.
Say what we're wearing. We'll talk about it off camera.
Oh my god, it's like, get ready, kids, get ready. But yeah, that was our Bob Mackie beat. Fabulous, and we decide our top two. We bring out the four. Contestants, are we there, or do we have more, or do we have the willow pill? Sorry to jump around.
No, you were right.
Yay, go with your intuition, go with your gut, Cynthia. We bring out the top four, and RuPaul just basically goes, you know what,
you know what,
enough with the
top two. Top two, let's stop doing this.
I'm just gonna say your names. Anitra, Sasha Colby, it's you. It's always been you. You are our top two. You're America's
And
favorites.
Then, like, Mistress and Lux just disappear. We don't get a goodbye. We don't get a cheer.
I know.
Nothing. It's just done for them. And they're just off the stage. Like, it felt a little, like, oh,
fourth
my God.
And third are ruthless in a finale. They get yeeted off the stage.
God. They said, you're top four. That's all we care about. You don't get anything else. So Bye-bye. I thought that felt a little ooh for me, but...
But just enough time to see Mistress's flat expression. She was plucked.
Oh, Lux looked pissed.
They both just were. That was tough.
It was tough. Well, because so you talented. Even saw because this actually happened before the Leland performance, and Lux and Mistress were in the Leland performance, but Sasha and Mistress weren't, or Sasha and Anitra weren't. Yeah. So if you look at both of them in it, when it flashes to them, they just look like, I don't want to fucking do this right now. It's like,
could you imagine? You're envisioning yourself as the winner. And then all of a sudden you're in the chorus line and you're like, I was main character energy until 15 minutes ago. And now I am swaying next to sugar and spice and nothing is nice.
And this is the way I'm even saying, like, how do you figure out the top two? It almost feels like they already have the top two planned because how do you judge that? A pre-made lip sync that they're just going to perform with a bunch of dancers.
And they know the tracks. They know the choreography. There's been rehearsals.
The tracks choreographer. They've seen it all. There's no way you can judge it. So I... Boo, tomato. I feel like maybe one of the other... I feel like Anitra and Sasha would have wiped the floor with either of them, regardless if it was lip sync, but I think it would have felt more fair.
Yeah. Let's make Drag Race fair. Justice for Drag Race. I mean, we know how it all works.
All right, so then we get a special appearance by the queen of all queens, Miss Jinx Monsoon, who just came off of her run on Chicago.
Broadway.
She does a yes, on Broadway, and she does a rendition of When You're Good to Mama, and it was so good. It made me a little mad because I actually really wanted to go and see her in Chicago, and when it got extended, I was like, oh, I should really try and go, but I just couldn't afford the tickets out there.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So to be able to see it was
to travel
cool, but I was
and
like,
see.
Oh.
Yeah. Those were. Yeah,
but to be able to see it, like, this was kind of great.
I know. It's like we all got that front row ticket to the Chicago experience because she really mm-hmm. did such, she made such a splash, and it was so impressive to see like ticket sales be at like a, like break records for this. So it just shows mm-hmm. that like drag queens do belong on Broadway. And that was such a kind of trail blazing moment. So just so proud of her. She looked Me gorgeous.
Too. Oh my God. And the song was amazing. She's just great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to see Willow Pill come out yeah. in her step down outfit, which was beautiful. It wasn't as grand as I thought it would have been.
Okay. Really?
I thought it would have been a lot bigger for some reason, but then when somebody said, oh no, she came out as a willow tree, I went, oh, that's actually really,
really beautiful. Oh, yeah. I see that now.
She's a willow.
Oh, that is pretty.
Yeah.
That's very pretty.
So I was like, oh, I like that. Okay, yeah. Because I thought it was beautiful, but I was like, I didn't get it. And I was like, why isn't she in something a little bit grander? And then someone posted that, and I was like, oh, I get it. Great.
I thought she looked beautiful. I was on board mm-hmm. the whole time.
Yeah.
Reference or not, but I think she wore like a lighter contact or something that I'm used to seeing her in. She had very like light eyes. She almost looked a little more like elf-like or something. She looked mm-hmm. very, very pretty. And I thought it was cool how her step down, she kind of took the reins as far as MC. Like Rue wasn't even on stage and she got to just banter and then bring out Cornbread, who did a lip sync that was very Angela Bassett did the thing.
Yeah.
Viola Davis, my woman king.
But I kind of miss when Rue is like, what have you done this year? Da 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 da. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe it's because
you were missing RuPaul.
Well, I like because it gives them a bit more of a moment of like, this is what I've done and this is what I have planned. And it kind of just felt like she's just like, hey guys. And she's funny, but I was like, what?
If you ever did that, I would love if you started with, hey guys, at the finale.
Hey guys. Yeah. I like Cornbread's rap though. It was fun. It was cute.
The only thing was with the prosthetic. It was just like a little bit of like performance versus like the makeup, like, because it needed subtitles.
Yes. I didn't understand the makeup. I didn't get why she came out
I wanted
as a,
to ask
a cowardly
you
your, lion.
I wanted to ask you your thoughts on that. Is that becoming like a Cornbread-ism? Like, she loves the... I feel like
she
does
the
prosthetics a lot.
I don't think... I wouldn't say she does them a lot. I would
didn't
say
she
that
do it
she
at the,
does.
Finale last year? Or was that the...
No, she just did a runway. Oh, no, you're right. She came as a beauty... So as Belle, but with the beast face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel like with a big stage, she loves a prosthetic, but I don't know if that's like a trend for her. but yeah, she looks great. I think it's fun. And the prosthetic's very well done. I'm trying to find it just so I can see the seams. But it's a very, very well done prosthetic. Good for her.
Honestly, work. And then mm-hmm. they handed out Miss Congeniality.
Yes, and there's some controversy with this.
What's the controversy?
So Miss Congeniality used to not, I think used to not be voted from the cast. I think
fan.
It used to be, it was like a fan vote. Yeah. And I think now it's voted from the cast.
Yes.
So they voted for Malaysia because apparently she's very caring. She's always texting the girls. She's kept in contact with everyone. Apparently she's very like, she cares about all of them. So she won Miss Congeniality because that's what that means. And I guess the fan saw it as a fan favorite thing because I think the way Valentina, when she won, it was more of like she won because she was the fan's favorite. And there's been a little bit of controversy with that on Twitter because people are upset that she won.
Oh.
And then like the real fans are like, but this is how it works. You fucking chodes. So
who are they picking instead?
I didn't see that far of who they would pick instead. But
I guess that's
probably
not the point.
It's not the point. It's probably a white twink, because it usually is.
No, it's voted within the cast. We have to respect the inner workings of season 15. Like, the Valentina gate changed it because technically the cast didn't feel the support from Valentina. She was strictly a fan favorite. So the cast was like, she's not actually congenial. So they kind of corrected that. So
who
that's
did
kind
you
of
guys
annoying.
Vote for Miss Congeniality in your season?
Yes.
Who?
Oh, Suki doll.
Oh, ours was Tainomi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cry-no-me Banks.
Cry-no-me. But congratulations, Cry-no-me. Malaysia. I love to hear that you're as beautiful on the inside as you are on the outside.
Mm-hmm. It was a very well-deserved win for her. So then we just go right to the end and we get the top two lip sync, which Anitra and Sasha. And I have never in my life seen a better lip sync on this show.
This is such a good song. Such a good song.
It's a great song. Sasha tore
Knock on wood.
It up.
Tore
Knock
it up.
Knock on wood. It, there was no winning with that. Like, all the love to Anitra, and she put up quite a fight, but it was a very clear, clear win
when
with Sasha.
She walked out in that massive coat.
She brought a bed.
Literally. She was the set. And she took it off right away. Because, mama, she had another reveal underneath. And she did that phenomenal corsetry where it's this linking of the center front with a pole that you pull out and it can explode. You have one of those from Starkers?
I have multiple of those, yeah.
I've got multiple, actually. I have multiple.
I have been doing that for a few years. It's a great, great trick.
You love it. It's a good reveal moment. It's like, pow-pow.
Oh, it's great.
One.
It's really smart, especially if you want something where it's it's easy to get off and it makes for a very, like, you can either make it go fast and it's a big, like, oh my God, or you can make it go a little slow and it builds anticipation, because that's the way she did it. She slowly pulled it out and it built a lot of anticipation with what's it going to look like when it fully comes off. But I'm now excited for every single time I do that, everyone is going to reference Sasha Colby and I'll be like, that's cool.
Oh my God. That's Colby.
Oh my God. You did that Sasha Colby thing. And I'll be like,
yeah.
Like, do you know what actually I have a burlesque number to Sabrina Claudio's Unravel Me. And every time I take, such a good song, every time I take a piece of it off, I have purple flower petals and I fill my bra with purple flower petals. So when I rip my bra off at the end, I throw it up so the flower petals fall down. And that was a big one that I was doing for like a whole year. And then Sasha Velour did rose petals and it was that same year. And I was like, great. Wonderful.
So now when you do it, it's gonna
every
be...
single time I did it, every single time for a year, because it was like one of my main acts, everyone would be like, oh my God, you did that because Sasha, right? And I'd be like, ah.
You're gonna do the double Sasha. You got the petals and
I know it's something about Sasha's.
The velour and the Colby.
The velour and the Colby. They've got good taste on reveals.
That juice box. She loves a Sasha.
She loves a Sasha. But yeah, everything about Sasha's performance was perfect. The way the two reveals, she did in these massive nails. Not one fell off.
I thought Anitra's exploding heart detail was cool. But I would love to see that in a duet when your partner runs across the stage with that bleeding heart. I think that would be beautiful to see. It was hard to see her take it out herself. It felt a bit like a magician.
I feel like people said that it was messy, like that it was like she was getting tangled in it, but I was like, I think she was meant to be getting tangled in it. I think that's what she was trying to do, was that it was
that
about
was on
her
purpose.
I think it was on purpose. It felt on purpose to me because it felt like she was pulling it out and spinning it around herself.
I do know where people are coming from, but I also see that was probably part of the design. She's like, no, I'm bleeding for you. Like, this is my blood. I'm covering myself in blood. But I was too distracted by Sasha Colby's abs. What the fuck?
The body was insane. Yeah.
So good. I loved how the bra did that thing where it was the perimeter of the breast. And then this like this one little horizontal piece on the bust point with a jewel. Mm-hmm. So there was so much like... It is beautiful.
It was
she
perfect.
Perfect. I could never stand on stage.
And she didn't put the gown on.
No.
After. She just stayed naked.
She stayed in a crystal bra and panty, and it just was like so perfect. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. It was perfect. And it was a very well-deserved win. And it was perfectly topical of what she said when she accepted it. She was just like, you know, this is for every trans person, you know, mm-hmm. and we're not going anywhere. It was like, great. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10. Good. Yeah. Very well deserved. I'm very happy with Sasha winning, obviously, which means I have won our thing.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
You know, I told you all season you were worried about your girls going home. I was like, you have the goat. You've got Sasha.
I got Sasha.
She loves the Sasha.
I got Sasha. So yeah, what did you think of this season?
I owe you 20 piece McNuggets. Next time I see you,
I'm counting my macros, so it'll be on a cheat day.
Well, honey, when it's a cheat day, we're going to Mickey D's.
Honey.
That's it. We did it, Juice. Season 15.
Season 15. And then I hear rumors that All Stars is happening May 12th. So we'll do a little bit of filler and then maybe jump into some All Stars.
Yeah. Let's do it. We will keep making sure we have content for your ears, for your podcasting pleasures. SQ Cuties, do not fret. Juicebox and I we're kind of on it. We kind of rock. I think we need to change our name to Fully Qualified, but that's for another day. For now, we want to hear from you. We have some questions, some recordings, some people who've called into SQQ, and we're here to listen.
All right, so we're going to take a question from Adam B., and it says, different than first Adam. So this is a different Adam than last week's Adam.
Thanks, Anthony.
Hi, Juicebox. Hi, Cynthia. My name's Adam. I'm in Tennessee. Pray for us. We need it. But anyway, I just wanted to call and let you guys know that when I listen to you guys, I listen to it at 1.25 speed, which means I also listen to Shine Breaks at 1.25 speed. And I actually hadn't ever listened to Shine on its own until the other day. And it sounded a whole lot slower because, of course, it's in regular speed, not 1.25. So I was wondering if you ever listened to it at 1.25. It gives it a little kick and it's a little fun. Something I definitely encourage you to check out. Anyway, thanks for the podcast. Later.
Oh my God. Adam, 1.25? We're annoying enough and talk fast enough. Imagine us at 1.25.
We would sound insane. I need to listen to Shine.
Shine. Well, you know, sometimes they speed up songs on TikTok. I think
I'll dance with my hands.
It'd be so fast. But Adam, thank you for that insightful moment. I'm still shocked that he does that at 1.2 speed and still listens to us. That is, we love you, Adam, because I would be annoyed.
He said, let's fly through this. I do that for audiobooks because the narration is so like proper. Whereas I feel like we talk in a funny way that sped up would sound crazy. Ah. But we love you. We love you for listening, Adam. And you listen your way. It's your phone. It's your podcast.
Now, speaking of Adams, we have another Adam here.
Trend alert.
Adam.
Let's listen to Adam number two.
Hi, Juice. Hi, Synth. It's Adam from Cheshire in Northwest England. So I'm driving from where I live up to the Scottish Highlands in a couple of weeks. It's going to be like a 6 to 8 hour drive, which is the longest I've ever driven. So my question this week is, what is your go-to road trip? Like snacks, drinks, playlist? How do I do a road trip right? Love you both. Love the pod.
Such a good question, Adam number two, but equal in our hearts. Not last, but least.
Equal, yes. So Adam, I do a lot of road trips because my family all lives really far away. So I'm always on like a 5 hour drive, 6 hour drive, 8 hour drive. Me and Mr. Box loves to go on a little adventure. So we road trip constantly. Now, if you're driving, it's a lot different than if you're passenger princess. I'm a passenger princess. So
Passenger Princess Peach.
Passenger Princess Peach constantly. So Mr. Box always puts on Fleet Foxes and rubs the back of my head, and I fall asleep for like 2 hours. Do you know Fleet Foxes?
No, what is that?
Fleet Foxes, they're a really good band, but it's
they're artists. So it's
they're artists.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, it's an artist. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we'll listen to like Fleet Foxes and stuff like that. But it's so I fall asleep, so the ride goes by faster for me. But if you're not Passenger Princess Peach, I would say I have been listening to a lot of early 2000s pop punk lately.
Rock on, girly pop.
Yeah. So like MCR and Blink-182 and a lot of stuff like that, and like Paramore, and that's been really fun. So I would say that's a really good playlist. And I mostly just drink water when I drive, because I can't eat snacks when I drive because I feel like I'm gonna choke. But that's my own traumas.
Those are my battles to face. Yes. If you want to switch up from music for a bit, I love an audiobook. If you have never listened to Tina Fey's Bossy Pants, it is one of the funniest bodies of writing. Every time I listen to it, I like cackle. It will make your drive freaking fly by, Adam. She is so funny. Each chapter is like inspiring, but just like so hilarious that is always my road trip advice, because anyone I've recommended it to gets a real kick out of it. So if you want to switch up from music.
But do you know what would be fun too to listen to? Have you listened to the Basement Yard podcast?
Lay it on me. What is it?
Oh my God. So it is Joe Santiago and his friend.
Okay.
Do you know Joe Santiago?
The name is like on the tip of my
brain. He was really big on like YouTube and Vine. And then yes, like,
that's what it is. That's what it is.
Remember? And he would always do those like, he has that thick Jersey accent, right? So he has a podcast with his friend, and they have the absolute funniest TikToks in existence of just them interacting. They've got some like kind of shitty straight guy takes, but overall, I think it is quite a funny podcast. So that's even a good one to podcast. Or you could just listen to Semi-Qualified Queens over and over and over and over for 6 hours. That's like six episodes.
Dream it. And apparently the new thing is to listen to it at 2.5 speed.
1.2 speed, not 2.5.
I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
2.5.
I'm kidding.
The episode will be done in 10 minutes. but thank you. Thank you, other Adam. Different than other Adam.
What are
I know. And you know what? I think we have time for one more. Do you want to do Alana?
Of course I want to do Alana's.
All right. Let's do one more. This one's from Alana.
Hello, my juicy kisses. This is Alana from Saskatchewan. I love listening to your show. It's my favorite RuPaul's Drag Race recap show, and I've listened to all of them. No shade on the others, but I live for your observations and funny comments. You always notice the same things that I do and ask the same questions that I'm wondering too. So it's a highlight of my week to hear you. And I'd love to see you perform live someday. Now, my question is regarding drag in London, UK. I am going to London in May and I want to catch some drag, but I am overwhelmed with the options and I have no idea which bar or brunch to go to. Wondering if you have any recommendations. I checked out and unfortunately the Drag Race girlies like Victoria Scone or Cheddar Gorgeous are performing when I'm going to be there. So I'm in need of some direction. Thank you so much. And kisses to both of you.
Hello, my juicy kisses. I love that.
Was so good. Oh my God. I thought she was going to talk like Moira Rose the entire call. Alana,
oh, that would have been great.
You truly outdid yourself. And that actually makes my heart shine when you say...
Shine.
Shine. When you say that it's your favorite review show and that we notice the same things. It's so cool because sometimes Juice and I record this and it feels like it's in a vacuum. So it just really means a lot when we get that like interaction from a listener. So cool. But as far as the UK, my love, going in May, that's fabulous. I performed at Heaven over DragCon UK weekend and it was fabulous. I feel like they have they have things going all the time. It's such a party. Always great music. They've always got someone there that's going to put on a show. So if you want some good drag, check out Heaven. You've died and gone to Heaven.
Yeah, I did, when I was there, I did Sybil's House with Sybil War. The world's number one crossfitting drag queen is what she calls herself. So I call her mommy. so that's really fun if you want kind of more of a dance party with drags, like kind of sprinkled in. But drag's really different there. It's more cabaret style. So I think if you go to Soho, is that like their village Soho? So I think if you go to Soho, you're going to get a lot of cabaret style, a lot of songs. But I think it's just like any big city. You're going to be able to find drag everywhere. I'll shout out some fun queens for you to follow if you want to see them. Frida Slaves, I've been following for a really long time and is very cool, very fun. Ophelia Love?
Ophelia Love, we love her.
Yeah, is that her last name? Is it Ophelia Love?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ophelia Love is a really cool one. She's very hot, but she's like a hot blonde babe, right? So obviously we're going to...
Sometimes she rocks a dark mistress moment.
Sometimes, but mostly it's that blonde bombshell.
And are we having an altercation?
An altercation. And also, oh my God, she changed her name recently. It used to be, I think it's just her, the queen now.
Mm.
Her. Oh no, it's not. Her name used to be something. Oh my God, I'm blanking on it.
But I think you've given Alana plentiful information. We've been very
helpful.
That's
true. Sorry, I'm trying to just
juice you. Just, you know, we've got a podcast to do. We got, you know, if you remember, you remember.
I'm trying to gush. I'm sorry.
But Alana, have the most fun in London. Live it up. Take lots of pictures and listen
get
to
a pasty.
What's a pasty?
You didn't get a pasty while you were there?
No, clearly not, because I don't know what it is.
They're like a flaky pizza pocket, but they're full of like potatoes, gravy, and beef and carrots and like really like hearty food. I ate so many pasties when I was up there.
That's so
I
fun.
Love a pasty. Oh my God, they're so fucking good. Or get some fish and chips. If you end up at like a seaside town, get fish and chips at like the grossest place you can find, because that's going to be the best one you're going to have.
And go to all the museums, because they're free there. All the really great museums are like publicly funded. And so there are these beautiful, giant, old buildings that are just so amazing to immerse yourself in. So have a blast. And thank you for calling in, Alana.
And don't forget, if you guys want to be a part of the conversation, just like both the Adams and Alana, you can message us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, on Twitter at sqqpod, and use the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
And if your name is Adam, you must call in at www.speakpipe.com/sqqpod to record a voice message. Because we prioritize Adams.
Yeah, we love an Adam. And speaking of voice messages, next week we are going to be back with a little bit more content. It is going to be different because there isn't a season going on right now that we are reviewing. But we've got some fun little interviews planned. We've got some fun content planned in the meantime before another season pops up. So look out for some of that. And we are going to talk to you guys next week.
Next week. Remember, we cover all things drag. So it could be Drag Race. It could be drag queens. It could be, you know, everything in between. So stay tuned.
Could be cars.
Let's have a whole episode about automobiles. I like that. I know much about cars. Like,
do you?
Totally. How there's four wheels, diesel, fender bender.
Park. I still don't know what neutral does. I don't know what neutral does at all. Like, are you supposed to drive in neutral?
That's just an extra one when you're getting worked up and you have to just neutralize the car.
Really?
Yeah, when you get really, like, frustrated. It's like, put it in neutral, just, like, slow down, girlfriend, and, like, recalibrate. Oh. I'm just kidding. I don't know why.
I don't know if you're supposed to drive in neutral.
I saw your face.
But thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
I think you're supposed to drive in neutral.
Oh. Neutral.
Oh my God, get out. Oh.
one last time for the Patreon listeners.
Look how good they look.
They look great.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.